Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here again, Special Projects Coordinator. It's with great excitement, actually, to talk about this next project. This is a research project that the SDSU is going to be conducting here in the next 5 years, starting this year. And really what it comes down to, the Habitat Conservation Foundation contributed $1 million to this effort. And this effort, what it is, every acre counts. It's looking at the profitability, the return on investment, of taking those marginal acres out of production, putting those marginal acres into some sort of management practice, could be perennial grasses, cover crops, some other alternative to row crops, and then really do an economic analysis on that operation, the entire operation, and see how that impacts the return on investment for that producer. This is a producer-focused, producer-driven research project. It's really exciting because this is the steps of it is we would look at precision agriculture, those yield monitor maps. We'd look at the seeding rate maps. We'd look at the fertilizer application rates and those sorts of things. We'd go in and through time, we have all this really great data on these operations. We could identify those marginal acres, then actually do a treatment to, let's say, a 5 or 10 acre plot that's not producing. You know, let's say they're getting 100 bushel corn there versus 180 on the rest of their field. We'd go in and provide a treatment to those acres, continue the economic analysis through that 5 year period. It could be even a 10 year period and see how that changes the return on investment. It's all about economics. Actually, one of the principal investigators on this project is an economic professor at SDSU. And that's an exciting time. And we're in an exciting time right now talking about habitat. And after the public hearing and the open forum, we'll have a more in-depth discussion on Governor Noem's initiatives that are focusing on habitat. So this fits right into that. There is a handout in your packet here. It's called Every Acre Counts. It talks about the objectives. It talks about the timeline. It talks about the participants. We're looking at utilizing around 40 to 50 different landowners, having 40 to 50,000 acres in this type of research program, and then having about 4,000 to 5,000 acres, treatment acres, of marginal lands that were taken out of production, put into some sort of other management practice, and then running those economic reports and analyses on those acres through time. So a lot of replication here, large study design, impacting 12 different counties across eastern South Dakota. This is an exciting one. I bring to the table a lot of excitement when we talk about Every Acre Counts and where we're headed with this project. So with that, I know I'm short on time before the hearing. Are there any questions?
Questions, comments? Commissioner Jensen.
I'll make kind of a wild comment here. it goes along with Arden's presentation there, but as precision agriculture has developed, I see it almost as more of a threat to our habitat in a way, because now with the precision that we have in agriculture, we can almost get every acre to produce something. And even out in our country, we raise corn now. I mean, I would have never dreamed that we would have raised corn the way we do. And so, you can take acres that are very marginal and do your soil test and actually produce crops where before we probably thought were crazy to even try it. And in a way, we've kind of a little bit maybe shot ourselves in the foot just a little bit, because now we can produce on some of these acres that we couldn't before. So it's kind of a weird way of looking at things.
Mr. Chairman, if I will. No, Commissioner Jensen, those are great, valid points. One of the things this project's going to do is identify the inputs, though, those marginal acres take to produce those crops, because those increased input costs are, at the end of the day, going to impact the bottom line of that producer. And with commodity prices where they're at, commodities are in rough shape right now. And when you have increased input costs, fertilizer costs, seed costs that aren't coming down, land payments that aren't coming down, sometimes ends don't meet with those increased input costs. And that's kind of what this project is all about. I really identify, is this economically make sense to put these marginal lands into production, or doesn't it? And that's what SDSU is leading the charge on this. And it's an exciting time, because I think once it all pencils out, with especially $3 corn, I think at the end of the day, the numbers won't lie. So any other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Peterson.
Commissioner Peterson, I agree with what you said there too, that with the costs of per acre to grow a crop and the low cost that is gained from it, this is a good time to push for using those marginal acres for habitat, and that way it won't affect the their yields by having the low yields in some of those areas of their fields. If there's something else that they can do with it that'll help habitat, I think you really have picked a good time to work on this.
Thank you, Commissioner Peterson. One other thing I forgot to mention are the players and the partners involved in this initiative, and I should mention that real quickly. I mentioned the Habitat Conservation Foundation, SDSU, but the NRCS has been an integral part of this. The Natural Resource Conservation Service, SD Corn, has been very involved in this initiative and effort, SD Soil Health Coalition, Pheasants Forever, and the Nature Conservancy. And we're also looking for additional partners. So we're trying to collaboratively bring everybody to the table, similar to what the Ag Forum has done and did, and move forward with something similar to what we just talked about here today, as Precision Ag is the future. We want to utilize it to the best of our abilities to maximize that return on investment. And that's what this is all about.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
So let's move to the public hearing.